This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Reverend Mrs. Funke Felix Adejumo.
Two major things you must give to your wife as a married man: space and place. I was watching your man of God when he was brought up to declare this conference open, and he made his wife stand beside him. Now listen, beloved, the literate of the 21st century are not the people that cannot read or write. They are the people that cannot unlearn and relearn. So stop saying that behind every successful man is a woman. That is a lie from the pit of hell. It is not scriptural. When God was going to create the woman, He didn't take the bone from behind. He didn't take the bone from the head. He took the bone from the side. I feel it was the left ventricle. So it is beside every successful man, there is a woman. Behind a successful man is a stupid woman. What are you doing behind? What are you doing behind? Stand beside the man. Fan him to flame. Encourage his heart. And the man should do the same for the woman. You brought me here to speak on marriage. So let's hit the ground running. Marriage is many things to many people. To some people, it is a necessary evil. To some people, it's a formal relationship in which a woman should give birth to children. To some people, it is a servant-master relationship. So some people, it is, let's just do it because everybody is doing it. But we are believers and the Bible rule our lives. Marriage is neither African nor Western. Marriage is biblical. Marriage is a gift of God and a gift from God to humanity. In the African culture, the core African culture, there is nothing called marriage. A woman is only sin. That is Eve. And when she's sin, and never had. That's why a man can marry 5 wives. A man can marry 19 wives. A man can marry as many as possible. And when he feels like it, he can send any of them out. And I'm so sorry to say, it's pathetic that even though some men are born again, tongue talking, heaven bound, but they still need deliverance from that aspect of the African culture and mentality where the woman is nothing. And it's a pity that some of them are in ministry. If every time, please come my sister. If every time you and your wife are going and you leave her behind, you need deliverance. You're always in the front. And the woman is running to catch up with you. I don't care how anointed you are. You need help. When last did you open the car door for your wife? When last did you wake up in the middle of the night and you woke your wife up to thank her for bearing with you? Who would have married you 15, 20, 25 years ago with all your idiosyncrasies? When last did you wake your wife up in the dead of the night? Not because you want sex, But to just say, I just want to thank you. You made life simple for me. You made ministry easy for me. I know you're not perfect, but I want to bless you today. When last did you leave a check under the pillow for your wife? Not her birthday, not wedding anniversary, just to thank her. When last did you finish having sex with your wife and you thanked her instead of... Can I be real? I'm going to quote the scriptures, but I'm not here to stand by pastors that don't know how to handle their wives. All they know is the book of Hebrews to the book of Zephaniah. Mm-mm. Let's be real. You want to be successful in ministry, maybe you need to add this. A lot of pastors' wives are in pain. Because pastors can be polygamists. You are married to the church that Jesus gave you, and you're married to your wife. I remember reading about Yonggi Cho, one of his books. He said one day the Lord said to him, I'm going to take my bride from you because you don't know how to take care of your bride. When you look at the Bible, marriage was founded, quote unquote, in the book of Genesis. The church was born in the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the church was born when Jesus' body was pierced. But in the Old Testament, marriage preceded the church. Please listen to me. Few minutes that I have to spend with you today. I have prayed and I trust God that it will be about destiny. This is the order according to God's counsel. God first. You next. Your family life before the church or the business. Because pastor, you will not sleep on the altar, all things being equal. If you don't take care of your home, there are pastors' children that don't want to serve their God. Because we do not know how to set these priorities in place. And can I shock you, like my husband would say, don't die for the church. The person that could die for the church already died for the church. If you die for the church, you have only died in vain. And there is nobody that cannot leave your ministry. Don't be deceived. You are not El Shaddai, else you shall die. Sir, we'll be with you forever. We are here to stay. Lie. Tomorrow they'll come and tell you they just gained admission to you. So Australia, they are leaving. The only person that cannot leave you is your spouse. Even your children will leave. They'll go get married. Recently, I was walking through our house and I said, why did we even build this big house? What were we thinking about, Jesus? These children, they are gone. Canada, America, this one. Where are they? That's the truth. And I'm going to show you an illustration. Whether you are a pastor, whether you are married or not, I'm talking to you today. Please, plan for the evening of your life so that you will not be lonely. And as pastors, we need to think, because sometimes it can be a thankless job. You kill yourself, you labor, you study. You think it's easy to preach for 1 hour. Did you see how many times your GO wiped his face when he was preaching? Just to bless you. Those things, he already knows them. If he doesn't tell us, he's fine. He's doing. We see God in his life. But just to bless us. Did you see the way he was sweating? Scientists have discovered that what he just did for 1 hour is like you are carrying cement and loading it in the trailer. That's why it is evil for you to dishonor your pastor. It is unkind. Daddy, where are you? I'm at the hospital. My daughter is dying. Daddy wanted to sleep with mommy. Generator just packs up. Pim, he's running to go and meet you there. You know what I mean by generator? And yet, some of you will still abuse the mommy. Some of you will still abuse the pastor. Some of you will still talk against their children. Laboring with their lives. And you'll be abusing them with your fingers or with your mouth. It's evil. It's unfair. Because if he had been working for Shell or Chevron, will he not have access to the things that he has access to? And then you think it's church money. Rubbish. Let's not even go there. So please, set the priorities. These are the five most important things in your life. Number one, God. Number two, you. You are not inferior to anybody. God is the most important. God did not create a world in which he will not be needed. There is a vacuum in the heart of every human being that is God-shaped. Only God can fill it. Therefore, I don't want to assume. If you are not yet born again, give your heart to Jesus. And when I'm closing, I'll be privileged to lead you to Calvary today. That's the most important thing that can happen to you. I got born again 44 years ago. The only regret I have is I wish I had been born again in my mother's womb. That is when your true life starts. God is the most important. Number two is you. Job chapter number 12 and verse number 3. What you know. I am not inferior to you. Job chapter 13 and verse 2. You can't forget that. Job 12, 3. Job 13, 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. You are not inferior to anybody. You are primary to you. I'm taking you somewhere. You are primary to you. If you understand that, you will not marry an unbeliever as a believer. If you understand that, you will not go ahead to marry someone that slapped you while you were in courtship. If you understand what I'm talking about, you are primary to you. Every other relationship is secondary. Low self-esteem is a sickness. Your background does not mean your back should be on the ground. It doesn't matter how you were born. That's not what is important. Not at all. As the head girl in my secondary school, for 2 weeks I would not be able to go to school because of less than $1. Look at it today. I don't even know how many children I'm sponsoring in school. So the point is, when you meet with the Lord Jesus Christ, he turns the ladder around. Don't sacrifice your life on the altar of marriage. It is not marriage that completes anybody. Hear me very well, and it is not heresy. If you are an incomplete human being, you will meet and marry an incomplete human being, and you will have an incomplete marriage. What is important, more important in marriage, is for you to be the right person. Water will always find its level. Don't let any man sleep with you before he marries you. If any man tells you, until I sleep with you, I cannot marry you, he's a bicycle, wait for your Bentley. I don't care what goes on in the world. When we're newly born again, if the strap of your bra shows, you'll be feeling bad. These days, you see cleavages. You see skirts. You see, this is not how they raised us. And we need to start changing the trajectory of Christianity. And let the word switch. Let's begin to be decent in addressing. I'm not giving any excuse for rape. You cannot say you raped me because you saw my cleavage. That's nonsense. You will end up in jail. But I'm talking about integrity, dignity, decency. Nature teaches decency. That's what the book of Corinthians tells us. You are important. It doesn't matter who has said what about you. You are very important. Don't hand over the driver's seat of your life to anybody. Don't use sex as a trap, thinking a man will marry you if you sleep with him. There is no man that does not want to be a hunter. If you give it to him on a platter of gold, he will abuse you. Men were created to hunt. Men want to look forward to something. But you go to his house, you must cook, you must wash, you must, because you want him to marry you and you think you are 34. God comes late when he wants to come big. And everything I'm sharing with you as singles, I'll share with singles and then I will move to married. And then I take my leave. It's based on Genesis chapter 24. We see the prototype of how you should select your marriage partner. So I said five things are important. God is the most important. You are next. Then your family relationship. That's the center of gravity. Better don't marry than marry wrongly. I know what I'm talking about. Better live your life as a single person till the Lord Jesus comes than miss it in marriage. Marriage determines a lot. Forget it. There is no way your GO will have succeeded if he has issues with his marriage. It is the reality. That's how it runs. Better stay single than marry the wrong person. So your family is important. Number four is your career. Your career. And number five, relationships. Each of these is a seminar topic, but I'm not going into them today. I'm sticking to marriage. In Genesis chapter 24, we see the prototype. So number one, those of you that are single and you are not yet married, please hear me very well. Marry from your tribe. When I say tribe, I'm not talking about Yoruba or Hausa or Igbo. No. If you are born again, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. If you are born again, the problem of marriage is half solved. Marry from your tribe. Genesis 24, Abraham said to the servants, go back and get a wife for my son. The man said, if the woman, we know, he said, then you are free. But that's where. Go. Do not marry someone that has nobody you can report him or her to. Don't marry anybody that tells you, I don't fear nobody. It's a danger on two legs. Don't think we are stupid when we honor people. When I see Mommy Adeboye and I kneel down, or you see Baba Yedeko prostrating for his mentors, don't think we are stupid. That is your brake system. Any car that does not have a brake system is prone to accidents. Luke chapter number 1, beginning from verse number 26. As soon as Mary understood what she was carrying, she did 6 major things. She went uphill to Judah, entered Zachariah's house, and saluted Elizabeth. Elizabeth, a mentor, a matriarch, who was equally pregnant. Let me just pause to say this. There are 3 kinds of people you must run away from. Number 1, expired mentors. Saul wanted to kill David. Let's not go into that. Number 2, competitive or jealous colleagues. Number 3, parasitic proteges. All they do is name dropping. Expired mentors. They are not comfortable with your rising. You preach a message, they cannot even thank God for you. Mary went to Elizabeth. Everybody needs an Elizabeth. Who is an Elizabeth? Someone that is equally pregnant. Someone that understands ministry, like, you know, Daddy Gio was talking about a few minutes ago. Someone that understands ministry, that understands the terrain. One of the reasons we could listen to him and be blessed is because we know that he understands what he's saying. We are in this. So when he gives an example, we know what he was talking about. You need a mentor. I'm not talking of somebody's picture that you will put on your screen in your house. Kenetegi is my mentor that you don't even have access to. Locate someone that is secure, that is equally pregnant, that understands how it feels to have money sickness. Someone you can call and say, my husband just committed adultery. I don't know what to do. And that person will counsel with you, pray with you, and still watch you preach without judging you. I'm not talking about mentors that are tormentors. I'm not talking about mentors that all they need is money from you. I'm not talking about mentors that are not secure. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 18. The Message translation says, the longer you live, the brighter you will shine. That's the word of the Lord. Mentors that want you to increase. I don't care what anybody has done for me in life. I'm grateful. I'm a worshiper. I'm a grateful person. But There is no honor I will give to any human being on earth, including my spiritual parents, if I have not given it to my husband. Because when I did not believe in myself, he found me to fail. When I didn't know that I could become anything, he possibilitized my mentality. I said to him, even if you cough in church, I will be blessed because you live what you preach. I said, you are the picture of the future I want for my boys. You live what you preach. Some of you forget the people that held your hands when nobody would have touched you with the longest of poles. Now you have arrived. Let me tell you something. Don't tell me you are humble until some things are in your life, like money, wealth, power, position, and you can still kneel down to greet the people you used to kneel down to greet. You can still courtesy. They can still call you and you will run there. Don't tell me you are humble. And say this, there's a man in our church, he's very humble even though he's poor. What else will he be? What else? When a person like Dr. Lemo shows humility, you know what I'm talking about. When a person like the GO, you know what I'm talking about. Don't tell me I'm a very humble person. Let's see first. Get to the position first. Have access to power and money and wealth. And let's see if we can still call you to order. So please understand this. Mary was the most blessed woman on earth in her time and even now. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. His mercy is on them that fear him through all generations. He hath shown strength with his power. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. That was what Mary said. Most blessed. But she still went. She still went to look for a mentor. And you know one thing about mentoring? It is supposed to be mutually beneficial. Because Elizabeth was pregnant. She was blessed. But up until that time, she was muted. But when Mary came in, the Bible says she praised the Lord with a loud voice. That's what it should be. Your mentee should be a blessing to you. You should be a blessing to your mentee. There are so many people that are blessed but muted. Marriage has muted some people. When they were on campus, they were on fire. Because they got married now, they can't serve God again. I'm sure you heard that. I said I got born again in 1978. And since that time, I've been sweeping in church. I mean sweeping. By God's grace, my husband is a bishop. He has founded many churches. But I still go to church to sweep. And I will sweep till Jesus comes. Because it was broom phone I was holding before Jesus gave me a microphone. So why will I leave broom phone? Why? When I travel, I pay someone to sweep. As he sweeps, I say, God, you know I'm in Canada now. Somebody is sweeping up. I paid. They lifted you a little like this. You will leave the choir. Some of you, I love what your GO said. You were the one that had God to call your husband. In fact, you didn't call. You flashed. You flashed God. Call my husband, Father. Call my husband. Because you want someone to carry your bag. Someone to carry your leg. Another one to carry your bum bum. And call you. Our mommy is coming. Do you know there are churches that when the GO enters, I tell the ushers, if I cannot be free among these people that my husband is pastoring, something is wrong with me. Because if you say this person is a high priest and he cannot be touched, he's a low priest. Thank you. He's a low priest. Everybody, leave. And you have seen it due to you want a ministry like that. Where your heart will be like satellite dish. And you'll be just working. Our mama is coming. Our Geo is coming. Even when the Almighty God comes into church, we don't create. Do you know that success is more difficult to manage than failure? There are some people that they have prayed, but God is still thinking about lifting them. Because God knows that if He lifts them, He will lose them. Because even the Almighty God will be tiptoeing around them and asking the angel, what did he just say? Oh God, I said, what did he just say? People like us, bushy bad guys. Oh no, wow, Baba! He will not need to ask any angel. Because there are two kinds of people at the top. 1 Samuel chapter 2. He lifted the poor from the dust and the beggar from the dunghill and make them to sit. How do you know which one? The way they praise God. The way they pray. You will know which one is prince and which one was lifted. Recently I looked at my mates and I couldn't find my mates among my mates. If you see me roll on the floor, if you see me kneel down, I know what I'm doing. He removed hawking tray from my head and made commonwealth to give me a word. And you expect me not to dance and rejoice in his presence? Excuse me, if God does what he has done for me, for you, you will do more. All this psychedelic Christianity, if you know the kind of water I have drunk in my life because of the gospel. We went to a place, sometimes they go to preach during Christmas, to preach on the river. 10 of us died. We didn't go there to do ceremony, we went to preach. So don't think, look, God does not throw up, God lifts up. And he's not a blind promoter. I was in London and somebody said, after I finished preaching, she came and knelt down. Excuse me, the handkerchief you used when you were preaching, the sweat, give me and pray for me. I gave it to her and said, Father, every trouble I have seen in my life. Every child. I said, mommy, I said, you said you want the anointing I carry. You said you want the grace. Is it being complete? Marry from your tribe. Don't marry just anybody. What you carry is too much. Don't marry a fire extinguisher. Don't let anybody kill you because of marriage. The longer you live, the brighter you should shine. Marriage should not kill your zeal for God. Number 2, don't marry a lazy person. At 11 a.m., you cannot be praying in tongues instead of being at work. And tell me you're in full-time ministry. You're going to full-time ministry when the ministry has become so, you are so busy, you cannot combine it with any other thing. I said, God called me to start original Four Square International Jesus is Coming Ministries. As I stand before you today, my husband and I, we are in full-time ministry. And in full-time business. Some of you might have known. That's why we are these days. Because I sell. I sell this. I have nail salon. I have hair salon. Unisex. This for men. This for women. I have restaurant. I sell mama. I sell food. As I stand before you, I have small hotel. I have gym. Swimming pool. Without one cobble from church. One cobble from church. If you see my husband when he's on the farm, you will not believe he's a bishop. Harvesting pepper. Our tomato. We were praying this morning for our tomatoes. Time has changed. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 1. Principles do not change, but methods change. God, who at sundry times used to now. Don't marry a lazy person. Let me look at your life. What are you doing? Because after 9 months, you cannot go to the supermarket and claim baby milk. Otherwise, Kirikiri will claim you. So let me see what you're doing. Marry someone that is mature spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. You may not be a millionaire or a billionaire, but at least basic needs must be met. As a man, you should be the one paying the school fees, the house rent. You don't need to know how much your wife is sending. I know we talk about common purse and joint accounts and all that. It's fine. Every woman was created to look up, wired to look up. You must not be taking offering from your wife. Your wife can help you. Your wife can assist you. But the financial life as a man should not be dependent on your wife. This generation, they're not looking for who they will suffer with. So be a man. At least stand. Your emotional life should not be tied to the aprons of your mother. If you are still collecting house rent from your parents, don't go into marriage. Do something with your life. And don't tell me that I'm looking for a job. There is no country where the government can provide all the jobs. Create something. I just told you now that we sell pepper. We sell tomatoes. Come and see our chicken. Come and see pork. Mother will be his praise point. Mother will say, darling, one pork, just give back to 14 now. Sometimes Sunday morning, he will go to his farm, quickly, feed whatever, and still come to church to preach. This end time, do something with your life. Did you hear what Daddy Gio said? Not busy for 6 days. No more. Is it these days that they are even abusing pastors on internet? You don't have anything to show. With all this busyness, traveling, preaching, I still, that I went back to school at 60. I'm in part 2 now, studying law. Yes. I sell perfume. I even brought for you. I sell perfume. I have 8 brands made in Dubai for FFA. I do contribution. I'm talking to you about marriage. Anointing without money will lead to annoyance. Say, my wife doesn't even understand. Does she not know that I'm a man of God? You are a man of God. You are a man, then of God. So let's talk about the man. She asked you for 200,000 or for 20,000. You are scratching your head. No. Every woman wants her needs to be met. At least do something. And the same thing goes for the woman too. Don't marry a lazy person. It's very important. Do not marry someone that disrespects you. Disrespects your spiritual parents. Someone that disrespects your mentors. Or your biological parents. If you're a Yoruba girl and you brought your fiance to the house, he must prostrate for your father. I don't care who he is. His chin must touch the ground. Every time he visits your father, he must prostrate. Hello, Pops. Hello, Popcorn. The person that you are married to or you want to marry must give the highest level of respect to your parents. And it depends on how you have. Don't elope with anybody. Do not elope with anybody. I don't have the time. And I want to say a few things to the married people. Marriage is hard work. Marriages may be made in heaven, but they are maintained on earth. Please, take a good care of your marriage. Luke chapter number 8, there are 4 kinds of marriages. Marriage by the wayside. You take care of everybody, ministry, job, everything, and you abandon your marriage. Just like there are 4 kinds of lovers, and there are 4 kinds of parents. 4 kinds of lovers that automatically translate and transit into 4 kinds of parents. Number 1, we have absentee lovers, and they are also absentee parents. They are never there. Never. You win the whole world and you lose your family. That's not how to live. Absentee, you are never there for your children. You are busy in church. You are busy running after Coca-Cola. You are busy doing this, busy doing that. Have the number of children you can rear, not just bear. Because the generation of your children will either bless you or curse you. And the child you nurture today will nourish you in the evening of your life. 1 Kings chapter 1, beginning from verse number 1. And David was old, but he was cold. One of the covering cloth for cold children. In the evening of your life, may you not be naked. May you not become an ex-parent. It's a huge prayer I just prayed for you now. Absentee. Number 2, we have abusive spouses. Therefore, they are abusive parents. You abuse your spouse psychologically. What? Yes? How can I help you? One lady said to me that she will sit in church with her husband. And the man will be abusing her physically. Abuse. You. They are even calling you, mommy. You too, you are happy. Blah, 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 blah. And then he will come up stage and say, we're so glad to have the first lady in church today. Bipolar. And there are people like that. Abusive. You abuse emotionally. Some men are here. And some women too. Remember what I said in my opening remark. The literates of this 21st century are not the people that cannot read or write. They are the people that cannot unlearn and relearn. The fact that you never saw your mother or your father kiss or hug does not mean that you should perpetuate that in your dynasty. Let's learn it. It's what we call generational curse. We also have generational blessing. Be intentional about it. I didn't have a great childhood growing up. My mother didn't treat me well. And I was making that mistake when our kids were young. Until I encountered God like today. This is wrong. It should not be perpetuated. Fathers, remember Jairus. He was the one that looked for solution for his daughter. So don't let your wife do only your wife do the school runs. Only your wife. You to do home assignments with them. Who says you cannot be in the kitchen with your wife? What kind of anointing you carry? We say you no go chop. Because you are a man of God. The children are gone. Your wife is laboring, sweating. You sit there, upstairs, watching Chelsea and Arsenal. Arsenal, are you here? I'm Arsenal. You know? Watching. While she's laboring. It even amazes me that there are men that will refuse food when they are hungry. Uncle, times have changed. When you are okay, you will go and microwave the food. Where is that in the Bible? You will not eat because you are angry. You will be keeping malice. Some will even be singing against their wives. Say, Niroko, hey, man! Because you grew up in Ibadan. Man! A whole man! One word answer for your wife. And you will come to sing in the choir. You will come to church as an elder. You will come as a worker. You will adjust your beret and you will lift up on holy hands. And God is going, go home and make peace with your spouse. And because they are abusive like that, they can be abusive parents. Any little thing, the cup drops from your child, bam. Any little thing, boom. Women, we women in particular, we can shout for Africa. One day my husband said, the neighbors know the names of our children. I need to get intercom in this house. I understand. I had to learn too. Because that was how we grew up. My mother would be pounding like this. You talk. Before you finish the statement, the mortal is in your mouth. Oh, you are crying at the supermarket. She will just hold your hand. We are finished shopping that day. Let's go home. The way she's holding your hand, you too, you will know that. Except Jesus comes, you are in trouble. Absentee. You can serve a country like Nigeria. It's okay to serve, but please don't forget your home. You may not be able to take your children abroad. Take them somewhere. Spend time with them. That was how we raised our children. Even without me, sometimes my husband would take these children to Ife, make them sit on the grass, tell them his life story. Our last born has, all our children have masters. One is already starting his PhD, international law and diplomacy, last born. He will encourage them, this is how to be it. When they were getting married, there were things I was too shy to tell them. My husband sat them down. This is how to talk to a man. This is how to do this. This is about sex. This is about that. Let's not be just African parents that don't raise these children the way they should be raised biblically. Let's work on that. And then we have permissive lovers, permissive parents. Anything. My dear, should I wear this dress? Anything you like. Daddy, can I do anything? Like Eli. Don't blame Samuel. His mentor was fantastic, but he missed it in the area of raising his children. Don't blame David. He was fantastic, but he missed it. He produced Amnon. He produced Tamar. He produced Absalom because Samuel was his mentor. Eli was Samuel's mentor. Look at it. Be careful who lays hands on your head. On your wedding day, be careful what you say. For better, for worse, in sickness. Eh? If I hear... No, we don't say that in our church anymore. Remember, you will learn. I stand with you today in progress, in blessings, in favor. Just put good things. And together we stand against sickness, against poverty, against... Because Genesis chapter 1, beginning from verse 1, God said it and God saw it. And scientists are now corroborating Genesis chapter 1. Words don't die. Words bounce around. Be careful what you say. And finally, we have participatory parents. They are involved. Participatory lovers. As a woman, your husband has a business. Go there once in a while. Carry bag. Show your face. I close on this note and then I'll show you that illustration. Adultery is a killer. In my village, in Yoruba land, they call adultery agbere. And I decided to turn it this way. Agbere. Collector of profit. Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 7. Men, I'm a woman. And I'm telling you this. If you didn't hear anything today, hear this. By reason of adultery, a man is reduced not to a loaf of bread, not to a bakery of bread, but to a slice. Biologically speaking, every woman is the same. There's nothing you are looking for in any woman outside your marriage that your wife does not have. It's in packaging. Branding. Rebrand your wife. Rebrand her. Talk to her. You think your wife is ugly? Give her $10,000. That's all. Send her to New York. When she returns, you will not believe this is your wife. Send her to conferences. Buy dresses for her. Introduce her to places where she can be repackaged. Minutes of enjoyment can destroy a destiny. And scientists are now saying that when you sleep with someone, all the oriburuku in that person's life in the last 15 years follows you. I've not really researched that thing, but that's what I'm hearing now. There's nothing you are looking for. It reduces your integrity. It reduces everything. It makes you look cheap. Discipline. Integrity. You don't need a female secretary if you know you can't handle it. I say this to you as a woman. There is no man a woman cannot finish. We, women. Women. Do you know our name? B. B-E-E. We can sting and we can produce only. Go and ask Samson. Don't price what you don't want to buy. Don't smell what you don't want to eat. It doesn't matter. I'm strong. You are not strong. Before a woman, no man is strong. Even in marriage, you are the head, we are the neck. The neck turns the head. It is the truth. Men, you know what I'm talking about. Without manipulating you, godly Christian women is the way we are made. Please flee from every appearance of evil. Dr. Lemo, please let me use you as my illustration, sir. Can I have four people? Two men, two women? Thank you, sir. Please come very quickly. You know doctor is married. You know I'm married. And our spouses know each other. Thank you, sir. Thank you. One more lady. Thank you. So imagine a couple like this, married. And then we have a son. Please come, sir. Stand between us. Good. And then another child. I said I need four people. Stand, ma. Then another one. Doctor, just stay where you are, sir. Stand. I need one more man. Men. Thank you, sir. Okay. And the two of you come. And then another one. Then family planning failed. Then we have another miracle son. And everybody is looking at us. That the GO was the one that dedicated these children, committed them to God. You will soar, you will prosper, and we too, we are happy. See how God has blessed us now. Three boys, two girls. And one by one, Dr. Lemon, just stay where you are, sir. One by one, they prosper. Now they have PhD, and they start getting married. Firstborn, travel to Canada. Oh, yeah, go to Canada. Doctor, just stay where you are, sir. Second born, go to America. Hey, get married and just swear. Third born, go to Australia. Hey. Fourth born, go to England. Fifth born, should I stay with them? You know I'm the last born, but it doesn't matter. Go to Paris.
I like my parents.
Thank you, sir. Go to Paris. Over the years, 25 years, 30 years, while we're raising the children. As they came, we put them between us. Dr. Lemon, please stretch your hand, sir. Look at us emotionally. I'm shouting, but he cannot hear. Because over the years, it's my baby's Indomie. I've been breastfeeding since, Joe. I'm tired. We have got the answer, and I have to tell these three children. Children. You see, the man is shouting, but the wife cannot hear. Because over the years, they are used to being together, but being lonely. The man is retired, so he's lost in newspapers. NTA News, China's television, where is Oshimbalo, is he coming on? There are two in the house, maybe with house helps. They are speaking. They are emotionally afar and apart. So at a point, the woman says, our children, I want to go and visit them. I'm going to spend 2 weeks. The man says, spend 3 months. And when she gets there, I'm closing. When she gets there, she notices that the children are happy. The husband and wife are happy. So she becomes a problem mother-in-law. What she does not have with her husband. She is seen in the children's marriage. And she's wondering. She'll be finding fault. It's only one meat you give me. Can you give me six? When will you build house? This is how it starts. Please come, sir. Rather than allow your children coming between you, be together. Pray together. Walk together. Share together. Fight the battles together. Mazan and I, every morning we're on our faces. It's not only sex, because every marriage goes through 5 stages.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.